What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Breaking Barriers pod, where we're talking all things and anything basketball. I'm your co-host, GZ Hoops. Let me throw this no-look over to my boy real quick.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Mark, a.k.a. Breaking Barriers Training. G and I both would like to express our appreciation for the love and support you guys have been showing. Please continue to tune in to each episode, and also go follow us on IG and Twitter, both at Breaking Barriers Training and GZ Hoops. Let me finish this bucket.
Guy, what's up with you?
What's up, Mark? How you feeling today?
Man, nice Saturday. I finally got to sleep in a little bit.
So. I know, bro. What, no work last night, right?
No work, no game.
Man.
That's the first time in a while.
I mean, honestly, bro, like off basketball topic question, like how do you even translate from being up all night normally on your work night off? Like, do you go to bed at like 10, 11? Or are you just up all night?
It just depends on what my schedule is like that day. Like, honestly, like I'm to the point now where I'm pretty much trained for it. So like I understand my off days. Mm-hmm. So it's like now I'm programmed to kind of like give it all I got until that, and then I understand that I don't work. So like sometimes I don't necessarily have to sleep to get my rest, just me laying around. Mm-hmm. And even if I'm up all night, like just me laying around and doing little stuff like that.
I got you. That'll just be hard for me. I know. Like, I'm so programmed to be asleep from like 11 to like 4 or 5. No lie. So, like, I feel like if I was working all night and then I randomly had a night off, I would still just be sitting there like, damn, like, what am I supposed to do?
Nah, like, cause, I mean, you know, the way we your mind is programmed, you'll be like, you'll understand, like, all right, my off day tomorrow, like, I ain't doing squat. So, like, mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
That's kind of how I am. But then again, it's like, you know how we move around so much.
Facts.
It ain't really no, like, no limit to like not doing nothing. Even when you off, we still doing something. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure, bro, man. Well, I'm glad you got some rest. Now we're kind of diving into episode 75 of the Breaking Barriers podcast.
75. If you notice, we in the top 75 players of the NBA, bro.
Hey,
as well. Hey. So you know that 75 is a big number.
It's kind of iconic, huh? I mean,
yeah.
I remember when we hit like 25, 50, we did like little like specials per se. I don't think we're kind of correlating that into today's episode, but we definitely want to just showcase, like, we have been doing this for a minute, and I mean, we've been talking about it the last couple episodes, but 75th, like, why do you think we still do what we do? I mean, it's easy for us to think about it, but just so the people know.
I mean, we honestly love what we're doing. Like, this is a job outside of a job, if you ask me. So, like,
facts.
It don't really matter to, like, come and do this because it's simple. We just basically have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody else can hear it. But I just feel like this keep us in tune, you know, get away from what we've gone through for a few hours or whatever, however long we're doing it.
Or however long Apple take to post it.
Yeah. By the way, we want to thank Apple and Anchor.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Y'all act like we forgot us and then don't post our stuff today.
And Spotify, too. Spotify is low-key the GOAT at all
Spotify
these platforms.
Spotify is the first one that always get us up first.
Yeah, they stay distributing it quick. And then I know a lot of people do utilize Spotify, but we always harp on Apple just because, you know, the iPhone era. But
right, but Spotify is honestly where it's at. So for people who are out there listening, if you're very interested to hear the episode as soon as it dropped, then Spotify will be the place to go.
Mm-hmm. So, for sure.
But, yeah, you know, I mean, I just feel like it's relaxing. We already talk about basketball all day through the messages.
Right.
Why not just, you know, continue this and be great at what we're doing?
For
we
sure.
We got a little following, so I feel like that helps a lot.
100%. That's what I was going to say. Now that we've kind of, like, stamped ourselves, I feel like people recognize us in the whole basketball content creator community. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if we randomly just stop, I don't want to say, like, those big time names will be like, oh, what happened to Breaking Barriers and GZ Hoops? Like, we're not there yet, but it would be like, oh, like, something might be slightly different. Like, these cats have been putting out content for years now. So it's like,
right. What happened?
Yeah, it's just something we're passionate about. And it's easy, like you said. I mean, make a graphic, type up a couple notes, and then we just kind of chop it up for an hour or so. And It's lighthearted. It's fun. So.
And honestly, the notes don't end up being what we talk about. We
always have to go
back to the notes. So that should tell you how locked in we is with this, but also, I mean, how much we've been working at it.
It's funny though, bro. Like, I remember I used to send you the notes prior to each EP and they'd be all detailed and stuff. Now, like, one, I don't send them to you because we don't have to. And two, it's like a couple little bullet points just so I don't ramble for 2 hours, 3 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll be real with you. I never looked at the notes.
I knew you didn't.
I go back and hurry up and try to look sometimes when you ask me a question or try to make me start the next convo. I'm like, damn, what's the next topic?
Bad.
But we came a long way. I mean, that was just us trying to be prepared, honestly, though.
That's it. That's definitely what it was. We didn't want to go on there sounding too goofy and... We never did, but we've definitely progressed over the last couple of years. But yeah, man, episode 75, we're here. Obviously, since the last episode, one, if you listen to the last episode, y'all could probably hear a dog breathing and doing all that stuff. Man, when I played it back, I was like, yo, that actually sounds kind of crazy. But
I'm gonna lie, sometimes I was like, losing focus because I'm playing that thing back there trying to breathe his ass off.
I was waiting for you to be like, bro, like, move a little bit. Like, get away from it.
Nah, I just played the professional. Move, he move.
I know. So we don't got none of that today. Since the last EP, as always, we've been surrounded by a lot of basketball, leagues, pickup, workouts, etc. I mean, if you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at GZ Hoops, at Breaking Barriers Training, yeah, and TikTok. We've definitely been throwing out content since our last recording, but I mean, what have you personally been up to since the last episode? What have you learned? Just little things like that.
I've been hooping. Like, now I feel like I see what you was talking about when using multiple leagues, and it'd be like, we might play back-to-back days.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, I felt like me and Ike was talking, we were like, dang, we're not even in the league. We have to play back-to-backs and then got to go and turn around and try to work for a living. Like, this ain't the league, you know, but I mean, that's what we put ourselves into. So I mean, really just been playing a lot more basketball and being in the gym a lot more, and that's pretty much what I've been trying to get at these past couple years since we started this. But it's like, now everything is like forcing me that way to pretty much be around basketball a lot more. So I can't complain about it. I mean, more basketball for me is good because now I'm polishing everything back up that I had and just really getting back to hooping and loving and enjoying it again.
No, I mean, I can tell through the clips and it's like throwing it back to when we first started the show. Obviously, quarantine and everything shut a lot of stuff down, but back then you were solely focused on being a trainer, a coach, which you're still doing 100%, but you're back into kind of your bag, as in I'm trying to get better at my game. I want to keep competing as long as I can until I really can, right?
Yeah, bro. That's honestly it.
And that's what, like, a lot of my people out here, even back home, are like, man, like, you're always running around, you're always hooping, but it's like, I'm going to do it until I really can't.
Yep.
And I think, yeah, seeing you, now you're playing in two leagues. You've been hooping for sure. That jumper's back, bro. It's back. It's like the college days, I feel like.
Yeah, I've been practicing on that, bro, because you know how it is. When you come back from maybe not playing for a while or so long, you just automatically, because you still know the game and everything, you just automatically still think it's there. And it's like, it may seem, it sound crazy or funny, bro, but I'll give a quick, fast story. I played my sophomore year, came back my junior year. Obviously, I didn't play no more, right? So, going into that summer, like I told in the previous episode before, it was a different transition. I was used to working out every year. That sophomore going to junior year, I didn't work out the whole summer. I didn't work out after basketball season. So I come back that next year and I try to play the underclassmen, you know, who's going to be on his team the next year. And my jumper was gone. Like, I was airballing everything, bricking. And I'm like,
hey, if you don't use it, you lose it, bro.
That's true, though. And that was the point of my story, honestly, bro. Like, in my head, I felt like I was still that dude. But, you know, it took a couple years just to get it back because I hoop every now and then, you know, but I still couldn't shoot like I used to. So it's like, now I'm being in the gym consistently, just getting all the little details. And now we're trainers and coaches. I understand the little details to all the little stuff. So, you know, I'm trying to get it back, bro. People ain't been able to go under the screens on me no more. So,
yeah,
that's showing more respect. I don't know if it's the shoes, though, because I got them Curries on.
Them Curries on, man. So, that boosts your 3-point by what, plus 10 or something?
Man, it might be plus 20 the way I've been hitting.
You've been clipping. Nah, and a lot of it, too, this is for guys like us who are playing in men's leagues, current high school players, college players, pros, whoever. Kind of like I was touching on earlier, if you don't use it, you lose it, one. But two, the more you use it, the more confident you become, and then the easier the game itself becomes. Exactly. It translates directly, right? So it's like you've been working out a little bit more, you've been playing more, therefore you're going to play better.
Exactly. And you catch the rhythm of everything again. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be real. It might look like it in the clip, but honestly, bro, like, my jumper still kind of looked different from college.
It's more of a set shot.
Yeah, so, like,
from what I noticed. I mean, I know your game. That's why I can point that out.
Yeah, so it's like,
my boy used to be, like, nap, jumping hella high. that's a true jump shot, though, you know?
Nah, exactly. And so, you know, it's like, honestly, now, bro, it's like, I can't jump no more unless I shoot a mid-range. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, maybe that's a testament to how stronger I got. Growing into my manhood now. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's different, bro. But I don't know. I mean, the way your clip was looking the other day, it don't look like your jumper too far gone either, though.
Nah, I've been shooting. I've honestly been shooting the heck out of the ball lately. And to be honest,
past month, because you've been telling me you've been shooting the hell out the ball.
Yeah, and so, honestly, bro, like, it's finally taking a step back. I was playing in so many leagues and just competing for, I mean, dang near 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
This past month, I finally actually started to take care of my body, like, recovery-wise.
Right.
Which is huge, because if you listen to the podcast, you know I've been getting beat up over the last couple of years, but
my boy hooped. We talk about all the time. My boy hooped with some cracked ribs.
Yeah. So, that was some fun. But, like, I finally have been taking care of my body recovery-wise and also just fine-tuning my skill set. Like, I posted on TikTok a couple weeks ago, like, just getting back to the basics, back to the fundamentals, form shooting, stationary ball handling, just kind of having fun with it, too. Like, now I just go out there. I'm not even thinking no more.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a big factor of it all, like, working on the little things and then just having fun. Like, if you're not having fun, you're not going to make your shot. You're not even going to shoot your shot, to be honest, because I've been in that position, too. Where, like, I'm too serious where I'm like, man, I don't want to miss this shot, so I'm going to swing it.
Yeah. And be honest with you, that's where I was, especially when I first started back up in the first men's league I was in, out there in Youngstown. I was like, I was out of shape for one, horribly out of shape. I go to, my handles were still there. I was rough at finishing a little bit because I ain't had a touch because I ain't hooping a while.
Mm-hmm.
And my jumper was just horribly trash, bro.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, some games I might score 13, then I might score 20-something if I go off and just have a good game attacking.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, you know, as we gradually started hooping more, I gained that confidence back. And we always talk about it, but it's crazy to understand and know if you ain't really got confidence or something, it don't matter how much you try to persuade yourself to do it, you're not going to be able to do it, bro.
Facts.
And it's like, you take me probably about, I want to say about last year's basketball season when I was hooping.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have as much confidence to shoot this many threes or to shoot threes. Mm-hmm. Now you fast forward to now, and I don't mind trying to let that thing fly even if I'm bricking.
Let that thing fly.
Let it fly even if I'm bricking. And I pretty much feel like that's the same with you. I'm seeing more three clips than I saw.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And like we said, we know each other's game, so.
Yeah, and like when we were younger, we were always the pass first point guard who could get to the rim, even to miss our size.
And we could knock that three down in that zone too.
Mm-hmm, for sure, but now we're more comfortable kind of just like rhythm, dribble, pull. And I mean, that's a testament to confidence, just playing more than also how the game has changed. And I do want to say with you shooting more of a set jump shot, if we think about today's top shooters, I mean, obviously I'm going to name Curry, who already brought him up. He doesn't elevate crazy on his jumper, even when he's shooting from the dang logo of an NBA court, right?
Exactly.
Like, you don't need to fully elevate on your jump shot if you have a quick release and you're able to utilize arc, proper form, and get the ball to the cup, right? Exactly. So it's like, when we were in high school, I'm not saying we were jumping out the gym on our jump shots, but it's like
had a little lift on it though.
Yeah, like that was how we were taught. Like you need to step, catch, shoot in rhythm, get up off the floor, shoot at the highest peak, release, that kind of thing. Right. Now it's like shoot comfortably, and I don't want to say this, but like kind of put the ball in the hoop, but like kind of conserve your energy too. Like you don't need to be jumping hella hard all the time.
Unless that's been your game. You know what I mean? And, like, that's why Nap could get away with that. Because that's been his game since he said on the pod his grandpa made him. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, like, it's like you said, play in the realm of your game. And I think that's what, like, me being older now and really starting to get an IQ for the game even more than we already had. It's crazy, bro, because I'm not saying I'm the best player in the league over there by far. Or I'm the best point guard over there, but I feel like I turned into the Chris Paul mode, but I played a game like Steph and John Wall mixed, but my IQ as far as how I control the game, I think is like Chris Paul. You know what I mean? Like when I go back and look at my stats or I watch the film or I just watch how you know, things operate, it's like you really control the game the way you want it to as a point guard, you know, because like sometimes we hard on ourselves, bro.
Oh, 100%.
And it's things like that. And then, like, you know, like you said, for the set shot, like, you know, we went from everybody's jumper had to look the same, that the beef format, to now it's like your jumper is kind of ugly, or, you know, you shoot from where your coach used to tell you, if you shoot that in front of me, I'm going to swat that shit to Mars, you know, things like that, to, like, now you see guys almost shooting from their hip. Like, Trae Young shoots low. Damian Lillard shoots low. Even Steph shoot low. You know, like it's not necessarily over their head, but it's consistent if you got it down pat. And it's like, you know, sometimes I try to fix my form and try to fix my jumper because I see a little thing that I do that I don't like. But then it's like the ball going in. So it's like as long as I'm consistent and I'm able to get it off, it's, you don't really need to fix too much because then you're trying to be, you know, something you're not. So
100%. And it's kind of funny you bring that up, too, because like especially – with the platform we've built where there are some cameras around when we're hooping, when we're working out, that kind of stuff. You definitely see little things where you're like, do I do that all the time? Like, is that really what I look like?
You don't even feel it. Don't even know it. You know what I mean?
But like you said, as long as either a bucket is the end result or an assist or a good defensive play or whatever, if it's a positive outlook towards the game, cool. Post it. Right. And, that's why it's kind of funny, too. Like, that most recent TikTok that I just posted, yesterday, when I drove baseline, had a wide-open layup, kicked it out to dude for three. If he misses it, that's a horrible play, right? Just lay the ball up, get the easy bucket. But the dude was hitting threes. He was kind of in a rhythm. I saw him, kicked it, step, catch, shoot, bucket.
Right. Then that's so a marvelous play by you, you know?
Right. It's just funny because, like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you do something like that, you're on the bench. Or for sure. If I'm the coach, I'm taking that guy out just because, like, what are you doing? You're giving up an easy lay. But now, like, in today's game, that's a quote-unquote smart play. Three points is more than two.
And believe it or not, that's considered an extra pass. As crazy as that sounds.
It is. And it's just – it's funny. Like, I guess what I'm trying to get at is social media with all this stuff, like, you see the highlights, right? You see the positive plays, but just know there is negativity surrounded by that. We don't necessarily always post the bad plays because, I mean, that's not great for our brand, right? But
right.
I don't want to sit up here and be like, yeah, like we really hoop like that. We move like that 24/7. Trust me, if you really play the game, like there's downtime, there's down plays.
Hell, I'm not going to lie to you. I had 4 turnovers last game, and that was – what pissed me off the most about the whole game. Like, I'll be real. I had 35, 13, 7, and 3. I had 3 steals with that. But none of that was good to me because, one, we lost. And, two, I had 4 turnovers, bro. Like, 2 of them was caused by me. 2 of them was, you know, just drop passes. But it's like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about that 35 points. I take 25 points with no turnovers.
And a win. As long as you win.
Yeah, so like you said, there's always mishaps, bro.
So that's something too. Like if you're listening and you are thinking about becoming any sort of creator, it doesn't have to be basketball. I do want to say just post it, man. Like we're not big time by any means, but we've definitely gained attraction and gained a following by being somewhat consistent. We're not even as consistent as we the top be. Dogs, right? But yeah. we do enough to stay relevant. And relevance right. is very important in today's world, not just on the online platform stuff. So, like, if you're trying to be a hooper, if you're trying to promote cutting hair, whatever you're trying to do, just throw it on there. And honestly, I think TikTok's the easiest way to do it. Instagram Reels, too. But we live more in a video-type era as opposed to the pics, for sure. Right.
And honestly, bro, like, I feel like the men's league gave us a push to be able to obviously create. Because we could just go to the gym or a random park and record. Mm-hmm. But Facts. It's like some people want to understand that you can transition what you're trying to teach people, you know.
Facts.
And it's like I was just speaking to a mom on Instagram. She want her son to be trained. And she was saying, like, obviously, you know what you talk about. You got some type of following. But I had told her, like, it's not about the following. You know, that comes from promoting and doing every other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take the time to watch my highlights, you know, like, and mm-hmm. that's not to try to brag on myself. See that I understand what I'm talking about. I'm not just up here somebody with followers talking about I'm a trainer.
You know? Speaking BS.
Yeah. So I think the men's league was able to push everything for us because we can transition. All right, I want you to in and out cross. All right, here goes a video of me doing it right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and this is not to brag. This is to show you. I understand what I'm talking about. So when I put something in there, I'm not just doing it because mm-hmm. I literally just saw this on Instagram before mm-hmm. I got here. So
and it's cool because it's like it's showcasing, like, if I can do it, you can do it too, right? I'm not showing you LaMelo Ball. I'm not showing you Dame Lillard. I'm not showing you the top dogs doing it. I want to put it more on your level. Like,
right.
I guess I want to say like an average Joe type of individual performing that move, you can do it too, right? Exactly. So it's like, it's those things, man. I mean, with that being said, if you don't follow us across all of our socials, definitely tap in with us there. We don't only do the podcasting stuff, but I think most people know where to find us by now. Hopefully.
Yeah, man. I feel like we got a nice little fan base where they, you know, they put our stuff out there for us and help us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like gradually hitting ears and gradually hitting eyes and stuff. So,
mm-hmm. Well, that's what I want to say too, bro. Last weekend when I was saying, like, I put a poll or whatever on my story, like, who should we have on the pod? I mean, we've done that a couple times throughout the last couple of years, but this time around, like, two of the people that were, I guess you could say, mentioned or nominated reached back and said, like, yeah, let's set it up.
Yeah, man. Hollywood hit me back when I saw that you shared it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you put it and he shared it. I hit him. I said, man, we waiting on you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said, too. And that it's Hollywood Magic and A-Milly. And, I mean, obviously, those are both our guys. They support us. We support them.
If you don't, like, go follow them, man. We're going to put their stuff out there. We're going to tag them on our pages today, not to cut you off.
Yes. Yeah, no, definitely. We'll tag the homies. And that's what I was actually kind of talking about, too, just a couple moments ago, where I was saying, like, if you want to post something, post it. Like, the other day, A-Milly was messaging me, and he was like, I'm glad to see you putting more of your own content out as opposed to just the podcast, because, like, you're always supporting me and other creators, right?
Exactly,
so it's like, you get in what you put out. So, like, if you are supportive of others, they're going to support you back and vice versa. It's a business at the end of the day, but it's also about building relationships.
Exactly. Be honest with you, bro. The content creators want to see that we can hoop too, just so we're not using them. You know
exactly.
I mean?
That's clout, very true. Very true.
As an interviewer, for clout as followers, stuff like that. So, you know, I was telling Ike, because, you know, shout out to Ike.
Ike Bug.
I be getting him to get his highlights up and stuff. Like, I was trying to tell him, like, we might be posted for, like, 2 years straight with our highlights. But it's not about that. It's just about the more highlights we post and the more we start getting around and going other places and hooping, that's how you catch traction. You know what I mean? So, like, honestly, I don't feel like you post enough. I feel like there's so many more videos you could probably post, bro. Like,
oh, I know. I don't know. It's weird, though. You know, like, I don't want to be that guy where, like, I'm on the timeline 24/7.
But you got
it. You know what I'm saying? I know. I'm better with it. I'm definitely better with it than I was, what, a year ago or so.
I've been thinking the same, but honestly, bro, like, now I'm to the point now where I'm just piling the content up.
I'm going to throw some on today for you then. I got you.
We got to. We both going to, because I got something too.
I got a couple in the vault right now.
Listen, bro, I'm telling you, I got like four or five in my photos right now. Like, I just got them. I got a hell of them in the messages too, like, saved. Like, I just piled them up. So like when there's days like where we don't hoop for a while, like you could just still throw stuff out there.
Exactly. You know, like, and honestly, and I will say one thing too, not to cut you off, but I know like you're good at putting together the mixes.
Right.
1000%. But within the whole TikTok realm, if you just throw like one, I know there's like hella clips in one video. If you throw like one clip on per day, that's how that traction begins to grow.
Facts.
I've noticed on TikTok, like the longer the video, the less engagement you obtain. Facts. If it's just like a one hit wonder type thing, that's what kind of keeps people interested. And I'm the same way, especially on that app. Like, you know, it's like look at something for a couple seconds, scroll, scroll. So like on IG, the longer vids work. On TikTok, the shorter clips.
Nah, facts, bro. And if you think about it, honestly, bro, the more we keep posting, like the traction comes, and then that's how, honestly, content creators respect it more, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that's when we start showing that we're on that type of realm of thing, bro. Because honestly, you see how Hollywood bounced up.
He did.
Me and him was like neck and neck at the followers. Now I think he had like 40-something K.
Bro. No, he really blew up. It was, especially since when the East Coast squad, so with A-Millie, when they went to Texas, like a month or two ago, and Hollywood hit the dude, his name's D-Bones. He hit him with like an in-and-out kind of snatch, jump shot, hit the bucket, and then he's just shooting like boom, 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 like whatever he do. That video, dude, it hit like over a million views.
Yo, and I ain't like, gonna lie.
I mean,
his snatchbacks be killing me.
They is wild.
Like, he be killing dude with it. Like,
he's shifty. He's definitely shifty. I do like. I want to see him back with the Friga guys. I know he's been taking care of a lot of personal stuff, family stuff. So I think that's in the mix coming soon. But
man, shout out to Hollywood, bro. Mm-hmm. He a full time dad.
Yep.
And he's still pushing his own stuff to be able to be a better dad. Shout out to A-Millie. Do he got kids?
Not yet, but he just got married. Probably 2 months ago, maybe. So, I mean, everyone's leveling up. Listen, in that sense.
Sir, shout out to him, because having a wife, you still got to, you know, prioritize everything at home. So, shout out to A-Millie and Hollywood for doing their thing, man.
Bro, let's – this is episode 75. Episode 76, we got to have one of them on.
If not 76, by 80.
By 80. I like that.
We'll give it five. We'll give
a short, short-term and a long-term goal. You know what I'm saying? Because it really is. It's me and you scheduling. It's getting those guys on. I mean, it's not as easy as people might think just to be like, oh, just interview so-and-so. Like, even if there's interest between all three parties, like, setting up that true time to sit down and have a conversation like we are. I mean, it's like – now it's 9, but we're all here.
I don't know what time it is, where they're at.
Right. No. I mean, we plan out to record our episodes at like 8 in the morning because we know that's when we're free. Like, not a lot of people want to do that, but if you want to push the narrative, that's how it go.
Right, bro.
So we'll definitely figure that out.
We can't call if 8 going to work for us that day. You know, like,
might
be something that pop up in the morning, and 9 times out of 10, like we joked about at the beginning of this episode, is like, we normally have workouts. You know, you go and help at the church. You do. Mm-hmm. You go to church. You go help out with workouts yourself. You always got a game. So, like, bro, like, after we do the podcast, our day starts.
Right. No, that's literally my Saturdays, especially when we record. It's usually wake up, hit the grocery store because that's like the only time I can really get that done. Right. Record the pod. Sit here for like 20 minutes. I have a game. I'm not in this league, but I'm filling in for a guy today. That's at 11:45. Game at 11:45. Get back here at like 2:30. Shower, eat. Have a roll in church at 4. Like, you know, like there's just always something on the agenda. So it's not like we're sitting here like, yo, dude, can you record today? And I'm free from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Like, that's not how it goes.
Exactly, bro. And 9 times out of 10, like you just said, you're going to be playing somewhere on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, we have a little more downtime on Sunday, but who don't want to sit back and enjoy and watch the football game?
I know. That's so true.
And just enjoy one day, because people don't really understand we work 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Saturday is like not necessarily off day.
Mm-hmm. And that's like Sunday really is like normally I hoop in the morning. Like tomorrow we're hooping. We got to run tomorrow 10 to 12. But I mean, go to that, come back, shower. And it's really like, sit back, watch the Steelers, edit some clips, edit some content, repost the podcast. Like, it's your downtime, but you're still doing the little things. So, yeah, man. Bye. Between next episode and 80, A. Millie and Hollywood, one of them or both will be on the pod. Make it happen.
Definitely will. We're going to keep pushing that narrative. And the fans, man, y'all make it happen too.
Mm-hmm. Tagging.
Tag them in our videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to have a run with them.
Facts. So, you know, 100%,
trying to make it all happen, man. Not for no clout, none. You know, we just all real hoopers.
So. No, that's what it's really just for the enjoyment of the game. Like, it's not like, man, like, I want to challenge. Yeah, I just want to be around real basketball players. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, like, we don't have to have no cameras. We could take a picture and we could post that 10, 20 years later or 10 months later, you know, make it like we met him at mm-hmm. the gym. You know, like, we don't want to hoop with them for content. Like, we ain't about to start our own content of hoop yet, really.
Right.
Like, as runs, so, yeah.
We finally got a new pick with just me and you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't really care about that stuff. I mean, exactly, bro. It do help, like we talked about, relevancy. But, yeah. I mean,
been on this earth for 27 and 26 years, and that's probably, like, our second pitcher together.
It's like that one. Roughly. It's one when we was 9 for All-Stars. Man, standing by, like, the star on the dugout or whatever.
You still got that?
I bet you my mom do. I know she do.
Man, I ain't seen that in so long, bro.
The random white kid. The random kid from Not Feral. We just standing there like, yup, we made it.
I'm thinking that was the biggest accomplishment to make the All-Star in the whole time, really. I ain't gonna say
nothing. That's nothing. That's another conversation.
Yeah.
Let's head to a quick commercial break, bro, and then we got a couple things to talk about, and we'll wrap this episode up, bro.
Let's get it. And we back, brother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I do got a couple things that honestly correlates to what we've been talking about within the whole like content creation world. I want to throw it back though. I was listening to a podcast the other day that was highlighting like Ball's Life mixtapes, hoop mixtapes, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then also transitioning into, I was watching that A&1 Streetball documentary. If you haven't watched that, you definitely should.
Yeah, got to.
But it's crazy. Like, I was thinking, like, all that, like, those Ball's Life mixtapes, the hoop mixtapes, that was so prevalent and prominent within, like, our upbringing. Like, when we was in, like, sixth grade to, honestly, even, like, senior year of high school. If you had your own, yeah, like, if you had your own mixtape on, like, a major platform, you were him. Mm-hmm. And now things have changed. Like, everyone kind of has their own outlet or their own avenue, and mixtapes are still cool, but it's like, do you like just think back? Like, do you remember how important it was to have one of those?
Oh man, bro, we said it probably like a year ago on it. I forgot which episode it was, but remember, I didn't get a mixtape on YouTube until college.
Mm-hmm.
So like, bro, every year I was trying to get a highlight tape made. And if I really went back and looked through my memories on my Facebook, you'll probably see me say every year, like, who can make a
who can highlight play tape? Yeah.
You know, because we was trying to get on YouTube. We wanted to be mm-hmm. able to be seen on YouTube, you know what I mean? But to see that now, how easy it is, 1 year ago, you know, or like just even put up little clips on YouTube. But it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, bro, mixtapes back then was, that was the wave. You had to have one on YouTube to be able to prove who you was, because we didn't really post stuff on Facebook or Instagram. Instagram wasn't really like that then, like where we could post videos.
Instagram was like nothing until college, man, low key.
Looking back at what Instagram was even when we was in college to looking at what these college and high schoolers got, man, Instagram was trash.
It was. It's a whole different ball game, literally.
It's so different.
It's I was like just
season one, season two.
Yeah. I was even thinking, like, I just remember, like, in my younger years, like, going home, logging on the computer, getting on YouTube, and, like, seeing who was, like, the next guy that Ball Is Life or whoever was posting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was such a big thing. Like, if you had one of those mixtapes, you're going, and automatically you're a Division I prospect, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to be a top 10 pick in the draft. Or now it's like they're kind of handed out to everybody. Not like belittling anyone.
If you have a name, it's you will be on Ball of Life somehow.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it's crazy.
I mean, bro, I mean, you're a big John Wall advocate. Like, do you remember his Hoop mixtape? Like, it's still, I think it's still the most viewed Hoop mixtape on YouTube.
Yes, I remember that. And I'm probably half the reason why it is, because I watched it on every computer I could.
Because, me too.
Like you said, bro, like, we would go home and we just got a basketball practice, like, and I'm going home to watch some more basketball stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would probably think that'd be downtime where we play video games, but I ain't going to lie to you, I didn't have no system until, like, my senior year. And then I gave it away for a tattoo, so, like...
Yeah.
Like, I was just locked in on basketball highlights and stuff, and it was like, I would honestly watch it, too, before my games.
I would, too.
Just would to get too. Locked in, so...
That's what, like, it's really... I'd, like... It's a crazy memory. Like, it's enjoyable to think back. Like, I remember watching, I mean, I've talked about him on the pod over the last couple months or year. Akil Carr's Hoop mixtape is legendary.
Everybody watched
the the volume one and two, like his junior year and senior year.
Yep. Every real hooper watched him.
Those videos were absurd. And it's like, that's why he's so, I guess this is the word of the podcast, relevant. I keep saying it, but that's why he's so relevant even in today's basketball world. Those Hoop mixtapes put him on so highly that, like, it's hard to not still talk about him, right? Man, like,
everybody was calling him the next Nate Robinson.
Bruh, like, those videos, I seriously, I remember watching them before the game, being like, man, like, I'm going to try and do this, I'm going to try and do that. Or it was just to get that energy, like, the music of those Hoop mixtapes, the editing.
It's perfect.
Everything. Everything was just, like... This is corny, but it was just, like, beautiful to watch. You know what I'm saying?
The way they take a regular song and break it down and then mix it, it's, like, wild, bro.
Like, that's what, like, those editors, those guys for, like, the early Ball's Life days, hopefully they're still with the organization or they moved on to something better, whatever. Like, those Hoop mixtapes were absolutely legendary.
Man.
I mean, do you remember any other ones that you used to watch? Or, I mean, I brought up John Wall. That's definitely your go-to.
Tyler Ulis.
Tough.
I don't know if you're going to remember him. I believe his name was Ryan Harrell.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Bro, that Ball is Life. I knew it was legit with him when Ball is Life made a mixtape of Open Run for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. He just went to pick up and y'all made a Ball is Life for him.
And they brought the like HD cameras back then. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and then he didn't end up doing nothing for it. Went to Kentucky and couldn't take the pressure. Like, so that show.
Is he
like,
I think he's overseas, right?
Yeah, but you know, they was projecting him to be like John Wall at Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
You know, like, and that's not dogging him. Overseas is still a pro. But my point to that was like, because you had said, if you got on there, you was pretty much a top 10 pick.
You were him.
That, yeah, you was him. And that showed me right there, because there was a couple more other people I'll name in a minute, but like, that showed me, like, not everybody is going to be the star that everybody expected them to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that show that gave me the reality check back then. Like, everybody still don't got the ability to be who everybody felt they were, like, such as Ryan Harrell was being compared to John Wall, that he was supposed to go in and be the next John Wall, take Kentucky to the championship. And honestly, he ended up losing his starting role by the end of the year and playing off the bench and end up transferring because he didn't, you know, mesh well there. And Dominic Artis, you remember him?
Yeah.
I used to watch him too, bro.
Dang, you're definitely going back in the vault. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Marcus Levet?
Yeah.
The lefty in the white and green jersey?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was St. Pat's or wherever the heck that dude was. He was, like, I think the title was, like, Marcus Levet is the shiftiest guard in high school. And, like, I remember watching that and being like, this guy is just crazy. Like, he is going to be the next big thing, this, that, and the third. I mean, he had success in college. I think he's overseas now as well. And, I mean, obviously, like, a pro is a pro, like you talked about.
Right.
But, like, that's also just bringing it back to, like, those Hoop mixtapes, like, it really made us as kids or whoever was watching just visualize, like,
we can do that.
We can do that. And, like, these are, like, the top dogs. Like, if I get on Ball is Life in 2012, I'm set for life almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. That's how powerful that was. Then that's why it's like, it's so different from, like I said, 2012 to, I mean, now 2022. Everyone has the ability to post their own highlights, to film this, film that, do whatever. But
right.
those early hoop mixtapes like that definitely started the way for today's social media basketball.
You know who else? I'm going to tell you the truth, and I know you can probably attest to this. I'm sure you can, because, you know, we talk about a lot of the Cleveland players as well. I'm not sure if you was aware of it back then, but Third Coast Hoops.
Third Coast Hoops, yeah.
Bro, back in the day, mm-hmm. like if you really pay attention, bro, like, because, I mean, Cleveland got ballers. Obviously.
No, they do, bro.
Like, Cleveland got ballers, but, like, Third Coast was right there with Ballers Life, too, for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to watch a lot of the Cleveland dudes and even people that was around our age, and I still watch it to this day because the youngies is obviously nicer and nicer as they go, as the generations change. And, man, like, Third Coast, they was crazy. Ballers Life was crazy. And it was just like, if you on them too, bro, you can't nobody say nothing about you. You know, like, and they the reason why I kept up with basketball, for real.
Mm-hmm. No, it was – I'm trying to think. What was – I can't think of the other platform. Oh, my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. It was like – the logo was like pink and green, like highlighter-type colors. They always would cover, like, the, like, Pantos or whatever, like, the 9th grade through 12th grade summer
sessions. Pogos? Was it Pagos? Or
yeah, that. What were,
was that the Pagos or something like that?
Something like that. Like, that was also very prominent growing up, and it's still relevant, but, like,
yeah.
Ball's Life kind of took the head honcho in that sense. But there were, like, yeah, there was a couple top-tier platforms or organizations, whatever, that you wanted to be on if you were going to go play college basketball, to be honest.
Man.
And I want to bring up a couple other guys that I just distinctively remember watching. Andrew Wiggins was crazy.
Yeah, he was.
Air Canada was absolutely insane. He was supposed to be the next LeBron, and we've talked about it on here. He's a phenomenal basketball player. He's a champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
He learned how to play more of his role and just be comfortable in his skill set, but like, high school Wiggy was a walking viral video.
Different.
Mac McClung.
Different. Excuse me. Different.
Jalen LeCue was crazy.
You know who else we left out? Dennis Smith Jr.
Yes.
Seventh Woods.
Oh my gosh.
Malik Monk.
Bruh.
De'Aaron Fox. Like.
Austin Rivers. We didn't even say Austin Rivers.
Oh my God, bro. When he was talking shit, you can't guard me. You can't guard him. And then he caught the curly top and hit him with the nasty man.
Bro, we could go on and on, but like, that just shows one that we've been doing this, we've been following all levels of basketball for decades, honestly. Wow. But two, like, for our younger viewers that are listening to the pod, please go back and watch those videos if you've never seen them, because comparing that to today's like more content creation style editing, it's very different, but they're both enjoyable in their own sense.
It's authentically more real, if you ask me.
Yeah, I like that.
What I mean by that, for the people who don't understand what we're talking about, is you saw more in depth. Like, yeah, the camera obviously is more better and powerful now, but they obviously was going to have the up-to-date stuff quicker than the people we know would, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they obviously would have, you know, the fans and stuff in it, but it was just like, it was just raw. Like, you saw why they was who they was. Like, it's pretty hard to break down if you don't understand what we're talking about. But it's just, I just felt like they broke down the realness of it, bro. Like,
right.
They showed the moves. They showed the moves, obviously, the fancy highlights. But it was just like, you see the crowd. You see them getting booed. You see all the little stuff that just, like, made you feel like you was there almost.
No, it was – that was a whole different just experience, to be honest.
And that, like, was we the said, way,
like,
bro. Yeah,
the music, like, the choreography within, like, a real basketball setting was just – I don't even know. It's hard to put it into words. So, like, if y'all haven't watched those, I guess we can call them now, like, classic mixtapes, please do.
And not to be biased, but go watch John Wall's or
yeah.
Jalen LeCue's or Dennis Smith.
Yeah, those ones are just absurd. Austin Rivers, too.
Austin Rivers as well, because, I mean, bro, like I said, it's hard to explain, but, I mean – if you look at it, you go back, and then you see them to today, it's like, they've been doing this for a while, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing this for a while. Like, we talked about it behind messages. There's a lot of more people, but it's just like you look at it and it's like the highlights today, and this is not to knock the highlights today, but the highlights almost look like the highlights of when they show like the full game highlights. You know what I mean? When they break it down, show the full game highlights, and it's pretty much like the only thing different in the full game highlights, they might show where that player who they're specifying the highlights on, where they might show where he missed the shot and then he chased down and get a block. You know what I mean? But like for the most part, the full game highlights look like the game highlights compared to Baller's Life back then when we watched. Man, it's crazy, bro.
I mean, think about it. Like Baller's Life now, like, I mean, they're keening in on what's important and what's popping and what's growing now, which is the new era street ball.
Yeah.
As opposed to, we're going to talk about A1 here quickly just for a couple seconds, but the new era of street ball basketball, Baller's Life has capitalized on that. They have the East Coast squad, the West Coast squad, the Midwest squad. Like a lot of teams have been created, and that's kind of what they really push now. They still post highlights and workouts and everything like that, but like back in our day, like that, Baller's Life was a mixtape channel, and that's what you logged into to see who was the next person who was going to make it on Baller's Life.
Who was the number one player of the year that year, basically, honestly.
So, definitely different times. It's just with growth, with access, with just spreading the wealth of the game of basketball. But I wanted to touch on that, at least for a moment. That was some enjoyable throwbacks there. But
shout out to Baller's Life, Third Coast Hoops. Everybody that we watched, everybody that I watched, shout out to all of them, because that film stuff's not easy.
100%. And that's what, like, same thing with this And1 stuff. Like, I'm going to let you watch the documentary.
So let me ask you a quick question. Was the documentary the one that they did, the 30 for 30, or is it totally different?
No, it's different. It's like, there. I guess there's, I don't really watch Netflix, to be honest, but I guess there's, like, an Untold series where, like, Untold, like, breaks down, like, what happened to a certain actors, certain athletes, certain organizations, whatever, and they like break down like the rise and the fall, that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm so, gonna I mean, that work tonight then.
And1, this you'll enjoy it a lot. It's very fitting. I won't say like what happened. We can maybe dive into that next episode, but I want you to think back. Like I'll say one thing. They were talking about how there was a point in time where And1 Streetball was the number one show or viewed, like, I forget how they termed it, but platform on ESPN as a whole, like ahead of SportsCenter, which is on, when we were kids, SportsCenter was on 24/7, right?
Like, you go to sleep with SportsCenter, you wake up with SportsCenter.
Right.
Same like, highlights you see, again.
It was ahead of SportsCenter, it was ahead of First Take, or like whatever was popping back then. This is the early 2000s now. And1 Streetball was the most viewed or most watched television series at that time on ESPN. Like, do you remember sitting there watching that kind of stuff? And like, what even brings you back to your childhood thoughts of And1 basketball?
And1 game.
The video game?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, on the PS2?
Yeah, because I never really, I'm not going to lie to you, I never really sat there and broke down and watched a full And1 game.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would probably catch it when it was always on and it was almost over.
Or it was always it on late, like replays if he was up late, like on a school night.
Right. So I'm never, 9 to the 10, I'm never up. Or if I am up, I'm watching or playing my game. So, like, and for the people that's going to be like, I thought you said you didn't have video games. I had video games when I was younger. Once I hit my teenage years all the way up to my senior year, I wasn't playing games.
So, word.
But, yeah, I remember that. I always watched Hot Sauce. That's the only one I messed with, bro.
Hot Sauce, The Professor, A.O.
Yeah, I messed with The Professor, of course, but, like, Hot Sauce was who I was trying to be like because at the time I had braids.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, he was, like, the biggest – it was – you'll see it in the doc, but, like,
Hot Sauce was, like
– yeah, he was the big-name guy for their team, quote-unquote, and then The Professor joined the tour, and he popped off, and there's a lot of other players that were – super I guess you could say exciting talented to watch, but like yeah, and talented and whatnot, but that era of streetball basketball was so different compared to now. Like, it's making its way back, or at least it was 2020, 2021. But I don't think we'll ever see anything quite like the whole N1 mixtape tour that they created. Like, they really no, because, like, I mean, creators now, they go city to city. They might pick up a guy from here, there, whatever. But, like, they and one, they were the first people to ever do that. And you'll see it in the documentary. We can talk about it more once you watch it. But that was definitely a crazy time in basketball. So, like, the whole mixtape stuff, who mixtapes, and one, like, that definitely created a different avenue for us as kids to enjoy the game of basketball. And it's followed us to now. So it's cool to see.
Definitely is, man. I mean, shoot, I watched the one on the 30 for 30 one on N1 mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, breaking down how they felt like they could play in the NBA. And it was just crazy because I'm like, at the time, y'all was considered like NBA players for the kids who could watch y'all. You know, and it's like, to like, they went from being that, them dudes, and they had the N1 mark. Coming out, but it's like kids they frown upon you now if you were N1 because it's not,
oh yeah,
quote unquote the Nike. But back then, N1 was Nike, bro.
N1 was popping, and you'll see like there's been like numerous owners since back then. They had to sell it. They weren't paying the guys. Yeah, there's a lot. You'll see, but it's like
man, you making me about to go watch it as soon as I get done with this. Bro.
You might as well, bro. It's only like an hour and 20 or something like that.
I ain't really got nothing to do either, so I'm gonna have to 10 minutes of this.
Because I know you're not playing 2K23.
My God. I'm still stuck on the second game of the Jordan Challenge. That's why I ain't played it since.
I haven't even...
Bro, it's ridiculous.
I don't want to dive into it too much, but I haven't even touched the Jordan Challenges. I've played my career, and I don't know. I think my gaming days might just be kind of out the way.
Yeah, that's why. Because honestly, bro, I said I don't know if I'm going to buy next year's 2K. Because like this year, one, I had to struggle to get it.
And he was grinding.
I had to struggle to get it, bro. And then, to make matters worse, I still didn't make my player yet for one, and I had barely been playing it, bro. Like the Jordan Challenge threw my wanting to play it off because, like, bro, I don't know if you could put the level on Pro Hall of Fame or not, but listen, let me tell you, Isaiah Thomas, from the Pistons, he don't miss. Bro, like, I'm playing Isaiah Thomas, Larry Bird. I ain't going to set their name on them. Like, it's them versus basically Michael Jordan and all these bum dudes that he played with when he was in the
early
Olympics.
On his career. Oh, yeah.
And the only other nice one on there is really Patrick Ewing and Sam Perkins. And they make them play goofy, bro. Like, there's no threes, mind you. So, you could shrink the floor because that's all they do is really drive and hit jump shots, right? So, you shrink the floor, they start hitting all their jump shots.
And shooting's hard on the game, bro. Not gonna lie.
Shooting's hard. And then Michael Jordan can't dunk on people. Like, they make him like it made me feel like he's a bum. Like, he won't dunk on people. And he be breaking layups. Like, it's crazy.
It's, I don't know. Like, if it's like me, you, Joan, like, if we have a squad on there and we're playing every once in a while, that's enjoyable for sure. But
by yourself is boring as hell.
Yeah,
unless
bro,
you're playing online.
I can't just – I did that the other day for the first time in, like, 2 years.
Man.
And I won a game. Like, it was fun, I guess. And then I just turned it off. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like just sitting there.
I like it, but it's like, bro, I can't shoot. Like, bro, I played the game, bro, and literally the score was, like, 40-something to 30-something.
I was just, like, dunking and cherry-picking. And
that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I legit played defense, ran pick and roll the whole time. Because I had Steph in them. Mm-hmm. So I legit played pick and roll the whole time and just kept dunking everything with Wiseman and driving with Steph and stuff like that, dishing it off to whoever. Like, it was wild, bro. Like, I honestly can't see myself playing it unless I'm playing my player with y'all.
Right.
And when I get my money right, then that's when I get my player. But
yeah, like, I'll hop on it here and there, but it's...
Did you see how much it cost to how much VC it is to get a 99?
No, it's something absurd.
$470K. Hell no.
Bruh, I don't know.
It's in my messages, I think. I'm going to send it to you if I still got it. But I seen that. I said, bro, they tripping.
It's weird. Like, even like a year ago, we were all hype about the game. A couple weeks ago, we was hype about it. But then just like it's not the same for whatever reason. I don't know if it's because we have the PS4 versus the PS5 stuff.
Yeah,
because
my career, I feel like, is the same every year for the
PS4. That's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like I'm playing the same game.
Yeah, they just changed the scenario and they changed the settings around maybe or something. But like the P5, you see they be in a rap studio with them. Like, all that, bro. Like, it's different. So
I just don't even know if I would buy the PlayStation 5 if I would want to play more, though. You know, exactly. Like, I don't know. I'm not home that much.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say, bro, I can't see myself buying a more expensive PlayStation that's going to sit there and collect dust like my P4 is.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much going to have to keep it till it's pushed out of the world.
Facts. No, me too. Whatever, man.
It's all good, though.
Two more things, I guess. One more within, like, the whole content stuff. Speaking of Ball's Life, I saw them post something. It was either yesterday or the day before. When they were talking about, they had the East Coast play the Midwest team. They have like creators. They put together teams, like I was talking about a little bit ago. And the caption was like, "Do you think that YouTube, like quote unquote YouTube basketball, will be the next route or a new route for high level players as opposed to going overseas?"
No, that's stupid. I don't know. I feel like that's stupid in a way, because why would they do that when, well, I don't know. I don't know. It depends. I ain't going to say that's stupid. I take it back, because it depends what the bag looking like.
That's what overseas. It's all about money. If you're making good money and you're able to stay, quote unquote, home in the United States, posting content, doing whatever, being put on like a real platform, like if you're on a Ball's Life team, okay, but like, I mean, we experience this on the daily. Like, it's not easy just to create a team and get a camera guy and blow, like, do everything and start from the bottom to formulate that big money.
Exactly. And quick question. Why put your health as far as like playing outside at risk when sometimes you be playing haters, you know, you got to risk fighting? Why would you do that when you can play overseas and get a possible chance at getting a contract in the NBA?
Mm-hmm. I think what they're pushing to, because like that game that they played the other day was indoors. It was like street ball rules, but indoors with refs. It's cool. It's like, it's entertaining to me. So that, I think that's maybe the motion that their question's asking. Like, if we put together a league, which like I know like Friga is trying to do, or he is doing, like, is that a bigger opportunity for you as opposed to going to play in Lithuania, Spain, wherever? And I don't know, like we already said, it's about money and comfortability and everything. Like,
it is.
If the money's not right, why would you do that?
But I got another question, bro. Why would you trust Ball's Life when all these content creators is saying F Ball's Life, we're not messing with them no more?
I know. So that's what you would really have to dive into it. I mean, that's you, but, and your management or whoever. But yeah, I don't know.
So that's not us knocking Ball's Life. That's, these are just questions we want to know.
No, 100%. It's valid. It's valid. I just thought that was interesting. Is YouTube basketball basically greater than overseas? And it's like,
not really.
Maybe one day. I don't know.
Not really.
I don't think
a lot.
It would have to be a legit league. Like, it can't just be like every couple months, like these big events of one team versus the other. Like, it would have to be a legitimate league. So I don't know. But one thing, preseason rankings you sent me for the NBA. So it starts up, what, October 18th, which is very quick. And we both were saying we're actually excited about this season for the first time in a while, but I think it's just like the preseason jitters, excitement, whatever. They had your Warriors ranked 8th, right, in the power rankings?
They said they're going to be the 8th seed.
Oh.
So what it is, they said they're going to win 41 games this year based off the stats.
Huh.
Yeah, so
the old ESPN analytics, huh?
Yeah, so I don't know how it go. Let me find the message and read it, though. But basically there, it was like a computer thing based or whatever, I guess. And they go off the stats and whatever your stats. Okay, so it says, A stat-based model projects the Warriors as the AC. Kevin Pelton believes they will outperform that projection.
I can almost guarantee you they will outperform that projection.
And I don't understand how that stat base picks them as the AC when they won a championship. And they didn't lose. I mean, yes, they lost Gary Payton, but they picked up Dante DiVincenzo, who can do the same thing and probably shoot better than Gary Payton. Mm-hmm. Then they picked up, what's his name, Jermichael Green. He's a great veteran. He's basically Draymond Green off the bench, but not more of a, not as much as a facilitator, but he can pass. They got James Wiseman back, who was a 7-footer who could play like a guard.
He's finally healthy.
I mean, come on, man. How you project that to be AC? But, you know, we're not going to get into that because we already got a long EP.
Right. But, that know. I want to bring that up real quick. I wanted to say, what's your thoughts on this new era of the Lakers with Russ, Pepe? I know we talked about it a little bit last episode, but they did, you know, with the media day stuff, you're seeing all these interviews and whatnot. And I'm kind of excited for the Lakers, to be honest. I think they're going to have a better year than last year. It's kind of hard to not.
They're going to have a healthy AD, hopefully, but I don't see them being, like, no championship contender still.
I don't either.
And
not enough shooters.
Bro, and to be honest with you, I'm seeing all these – obviously, they don't – opinion don't matter, but I'm seeing all these Lakers fans still say they don't want to watch a Lakers game because they're going to be scrubby. And then you got Kendrick Perkins on ESPN saying the Lakers will go to the playoffs and probably the Western Conference Finals because LeBron is their player still, and Anthony Davis will be leading them, and he's going to have an MVP season. So, we'll see.
We'll be following that on the pod. And then the final thing, Zion Williamson is back. He looks fit. He looks healthy. Man, like, he looked like Zion of old, right? Like, I remember last year at this time during media day, we were like, damn, like, Zion really blew up in the sense of size.
Yeah, we was like, he's not playing with that size.
Remember he was on that Sprite commercial eating Doritos, drinking Sprite.
Like, already fat as hell.
So now it's in our graphic for this episode. He looked thinner. He looks more fit. He looks athletic again. I'm excited for the Pelicans. I mean, CJ, him, B.I., like, they're gonna be a team to kind of mess with in the Western Conference.
I mean, listen, they gave the Suns a run for their money. The Suns was the number one seeded, so.
Without Z,
so. I'm excited about basketball as a whole, to be honest with you.
Exactly, bro.
And not just because, you know, obviously we want to watch basketball, but the season seems like it's going to be even again.
It does. There's actually, like, excitement throughout the entire league, not just a couple top dogs. So that's,
like, even the Cavs is in the mention for things, and I know you're excited about that.
Definitely am, bro.
You honestly got to get back for a game, bro.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. I was actually.
You need to look at coming to the game. I'm going to, for real.
I was meaning to talk to you, and I'll message you. But there's a game. I think it's in February when New York goes to Cleveland, and my homie Ty, he lives out here. He's a big Knicks fan, and he was talking about going. So if we pop out to that, definitely get together with you. We have a couple of people in Cleveland that at least I know from college, and yeah, we can make it work.
Yeah, we definitely look at that, bro, for sure.
But you already know we can't have too long of an episode. So this has been episode 75 of the Breaking Bears pod. Yes, shout out to Apple, Spotify, Anchor for letting us create. Shout out to everybody that be tapping in, sharing our episodes. Make sure that you tag A Millie and Hollywood Magic. We need them on the podcast sooner than later. And yeah, bro, you got anything?
Nah, man. Shout out to everybody that support us, man. We love y'all for real. And we about to get this EP up and out, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. I'm going to tap it with you.
Word.